A bill has been introduced in the state Senate by Senator Betty Little and in the Assembly by William McGee to give the authority for training and credentialing search and rescue volunteers to state forest rangers. Senator Little says with only 112 forest rangers, the agency must rely on properly trained volunteers to aid in searches.
It's necessary because it allows for specific training programs within the forest rangers, and they certainly know what they're doing and know how to train people. And also, when they reach out to these volunteers or these volunteers from these clubs who are all trained come forward to help in a search and rescue, that the liability would be covered, similar to how a volunteer firefighter who comes in and fights a state forest fire is covered.
New York State Federation of Search and Rescue Teams Chairman Roger Fox notes that while forest rangers have been training search and rescue volunteers for over 40 years, this legislation would codify programs and provide credentialing to align with a federal framework.
Over the last 3 or 4 years, the forest rangers have done a very good job of altering their training to be consistent with some of the federal requirements. So they're not really creating a program. Most of the program is out there. But what we need is a single agency that can say, okay, here's the types of training you need, here's where you can get it, here's how we're going to credential you for this particular type of job. And that's really what we're looking at here. And the good thing is that then creates resources that they can use, and it can also be used locally for certain types of incidents.
Senator Betty Little says she was not aware of the intensity of backcountry searches until she observed them.
I think I even thought you just go walking through the woods looking around and trying to find someone, and that's not the case. There's a very specific way of going about it and marking off an area that has been searched so that you don't duplicate it. They were walking through water and climbing over trees. You look for everything, every little tiny piece of evidence that you could find. A broken branch, you know, that maybe someone broke off, might be evidence of the person having been through there. Footprints, disruptions in the moss or the ground. So there's a lot to it.
This is not just a casual endeavor.
Roger Fox says search and rescue teams are being called upon more often, and the credentialing of volunteers is critical.
There's an awful, awful lot of work and training and commitment, not a casual endeavor at all. I always tell people there's nothing like standing out, you know, knee-deep in water in a swamp at 3 o'clock in the morning watching your breath freeze and sitting there saying, gee, why am I really out here? Well, I know why I'm out here, because somebody else is out here and they need our help. That's just the environment we work in, and they need to be ready to do that.
The proposed legislation does not authorize any funding for training and credentialing. According to the Senate bill, the New York State DEC conducts about 225 search and rescue efforts annually in wild, remote, and forested areas of the state. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.